Hello, this is Travis with the Maryland Abuse Helpline on a recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Eric, and I have the potential customer for the Maryland sexual abuse, and she is on the line right now with me.
Okay, you can go ahead and transfer her over. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir.
Hello?
Hello, this is Travis with the Maryland Abuse Helpline on a recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Shaniqua.
I'm sorry, one more time.
Shaniqua.
Shaniqua. How's your day going today?
It's well, and yours?
It's going good. Thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm.
May I have your permission to call or text you back on this number if we get disconnected?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit?
Yes.
Gotcha. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Got it. And just want to double check to cover my bases here. You haven't filled out any documents or done an e-signature for an attorney yet?
That's correct.
Gotcha. Who would you be filing this claim on behalf of, yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Gotcha. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Gotcha. Have you ever received money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No.
Gotcha. And do you know anyone else who's seeking justice for their abuse and needs assistance?
No.
Okay. I'll be providing you my contact information at the end of this call. So if you do know anyone at all, you can point them in our direction and we can see if we're able to help them out as well.
Okay.
And did the abuse you experienced involve someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
Yeah, it was a school.
Gotcha. Do you know the school name?
Yeah, it's J. DeWeese Carter Center.
Gotcha. Is that off of 300 Sheeler Road?
That's right.
I'm so sorry to hear that you had to go through that. And it's a question I'm required to ask here. Don't take any offense to it at all, but have you ever been a registered sex offender at all?
No.
Gotcha. And do you remember when the abuse occurred? What dates? I don't need exact dates, just your best guess is fine.
It was in 1999. I remember the date, February 17th. So it was around that time.
Gotcha. Did it take place for an extended period of time?
There was at least 3 or 4 different times that it happened.
All in 1999?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. And I really hate to ask this question, but can you describe the abuse that occurred?
Yeah. There was some anal sex, and I was forced to perform oral on him.
I'm so sorry to hear that you had to go through that. I hope you're doing okay.
I'm working on it.
Gotcha. And what's your age currently?
I'm 40.
40. In 1999, what's your date of birth, if you don't mind me asking?
9/29/84.
Gotcha. So you were about 19, or sorry, 15 at the time?
That's right.
Gotcha. And what was the role of the abuser there at the facility? Was he... Gotcha. Do you remember the name of your abuser?
Yeah, I do. His name was Keith Green.
Gotcha. Is Green G-R-E-E-N-E or just like the color?
Like the color.
Gotcha. And another question I'm sorry to ask here, but can you give a detailed description of the abuser's physical appearance if possible?
I remember he was Spanish. and he had long hair, and he wore glasses.
Gotcha. Was he taller or shorter?
Well, he was taller than me.
Gotcha.
And at the time, I remember thinking that he was tall.
Okay. Did he have any tattoos or any accents that you can remember?
Spanish accent.
He had a Spanish accent?
Yeah.
Do you remember any tattoos or any kind of like specific markings on his body at all?
I don't remember seeing any tattoos.
Not an issue. Do you remember what his approximate age was? I don't expect you to know the exact, but about how old he was.
I don't remember. I know he was an adult. I don't know, maybe in his mid-30s.
Gotcha.
I don't, yeah.
No problem. And do you remember the hair color as well?
I remember it being dark.
Dark.
It's like black to me.
Gotcha. You'd mentioned that he was a teacher there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And in 1999, when the abuse took place, you'd mentioned that it took place about 3 separate times?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And where did the abuse occur within the facility?
I remember it happening in the gym, in the bathroom.
Gotcha. Did you disclose your abuse to anyone at the time?
No, actually, this is the first time that I'm actually speaking about it out loud.
I'm so sorry to hear that you had to go through that, Shaniqua, and I'm sorry that, you know, that you weren't able to tell anyone about it. That's, first and foremost, it's not your fault. Gotcha. I hope we're able to get you the help that you deserve. And how has the abuse affected your life?
It's been really difficult to move on from. I feel broken. I feel like my life was affected in such a disturbing way. And I just can't forget.
Gotcha. Did you develop any kind of like depression, anxiety, anything like that?
I deal with depression and just doing what I can to just not be, because I have my own children now, so I'm trying to be the best version of myself for them, and this is a part of the reason why I decided to do this, to help with my, I want to move on. I do feel a lot of anxiety.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And are you currently employed right now, Shaniqua?
No, I'm not.
Gotcha. And I think you answered this previously, but was law enforcement ever involved? That's a no, right? Gotcha.
Yeah.
And do you have cooperation that you were at the facility? Like, do you have family members that can attest that you were there, or any kind of documentation, like old grade or report cards, anything at all?
I do.
Gotcha.
I do. I have also.
Gotcha. And That's pretty much it for the intake portion of this. It sounds like you do qualify for our assistance to participate in this lawsuit here. So the attorneys that we work with can help you out. What I want to do is verify some of your personal information that we have here on the intake. I have your first name is Shaniqua. That's S-H-A-N-I-Q-U-A.
It's S-H-A-N-E-Q-U-A.
Gotcha. And what's your last name?
It's Lewis, L-E-W-I-S.
Gotcha. That's Shaniqua Lewis, L-E-W-I-S.
That's right.
Gotcha. And for the recording here, may you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Gotcha. And what's your marital status?
I'm single.
Gotcha. Do you have a middle initial?
G for George.
Gotcha. And I doubt it, but do you have any suffixes on your name, like junior, senior?
No.
Gotcha. You'd mentioned that your date of birth is September 29th, 1984, right?
That's right.
Gotcha.
September 29th. Did you say 24?
I think I did. I'm sorry. September 29th, 1984.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Thank you for that. And may I have your email address, please?
Yes, it's gdslewis90@gmail.com.
Gotcha. Let me repeat that. That's G as in Gulf, D as in Delta, S as in Sierra, and then your last name, lewis90@gmail.com.
That's right.
Gotcha. Then I have your phone number, S678-499-9000.
That's right.
Okay. Is this a mobile phone or a house phone?
It's a mobile.
Gotcha. And how do you prefer to be contacted, primarily through phone, text, or email?
Phone or text. Either one. Or email is fine.
Gotcha.
But text is probably the quickest.
Text message. Perfect. And what's the best time of day that we would be able to get in contact with you?
Anytime.
Gotcha. And what's your primary mailing address?
It's 4261 Spring Park Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207.
Gotcha. Are there any unit or apartment numbers, anything like that?
No.
Perfect. So that's 4261 Spring Park Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207.
That's right.
Gotcha. And have you received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred?
No.
I really hope that you're able to get some help, Shaniqua. I'm sorry to hear.
I'm going to look into that. I've been considering it.
I mean, to have to live with that for so long, I couldn't even imagine. It's not a show of weakness. It's a sign of strength by asking for help and getting therapy, stuff like that. It could help you get the closure that you much deserve.
I really hope. I agree.
I really hope you're able to get some help there. May we put an emergency contact on file, please?
I can't think of anyone.
It could be anyone. The reason we ask is just in case something unfortunate happens or if we're unable to get in contact with you for a long time, we can ensure that we can continue your case for your loved ones.
Put Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E.
Gotcha.
Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, and the number, ready?
I am, yeah.
904-650-9654.
Gotcha. And now, what's Denise's relationship to you?
My cousin.
Your cousin. Gotcha. And it's okay if you don't, but do you know her email address?
I don't.
Not an issue. And does she live at the same address as you by chance?
She does not.
Gotcha. And another thing, which if you don't have it, that's fine, but do you know her address, her physical address?
I don't.
Not an issue. Gotcha. And do we have your permission to get in contact with Denise if need be? Of course, we'll use you as the primary. We'll only use Denise to reach out to in the event we're unable to reach out to you for an extended period of time.
Yeah, that's fine.
Gotcha. And your social security number?
12068-6795.
Gotcha. That's 12068-6795.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. That's pretty much it for the intake here. What I want to do, I'll just go through all of the answers that I was able to get from you really quickly. Make sure that I have mm-hmm. everything correct here. If you hear anything that I've gotten wrong, just stop me and let me know, okay?
Okay.
So you did confirm that you want to participate in this lawsuit and that you haven't had an attorney assist you yet. You haven't signed any paperwork or done any e-signatures for an attorney. You'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You are a resident of the United States. And you've never received money from anyone regarding this claim in the past. You're not a registered sex offender, and the abuse did occur or involve someone at an affiliated institution, school, church. You mentioned that it took place there at the J. DeWeese Carter Youth Facility. And that's off of 300 Sheeler Road, P.O. Box 229, Chestertown, Maryland, 21620. You mentioned you gave me a specific date, February 17th, 1999, but there was also two other times in 1999 that it may have occurred as well. And the type of abuse that occurred was sexual in nature. You're currently 40 years old, and at the time you were 15. You mentioned that the abuser was a teacher. He was an employee there, and his name is Keith Green. And he had a Spanish accent, long black hair. He wore glasses, and he was taller than you. He was an adult in his mid-30s at the time. You'd also mentioned that the abuse took place in the gymnasium in the bathroom. And you never disclosed the abuse to anyone. You're not currently employed. No law enforcement was ever involved. You do have cooperation that you were there at the facility. You mentioned that you have documentation, and family members can also corroborate as well. And then you'd mentioned that you haven't received treatment or therapy as a result of the events that occurred yet, right?
That's right.
Gotcha. Then I have your first and last name is Shaniqua Lewis, middle initial G, and your date of birth is September 29th, 1984. I have your email address is gdslewis90@gmail.com. And your phone number is 678-499-9000. This is a mobile phone, and you prefer to be contacted via text. That would be the easiest way. We can contact you at any time during the day there. And your primary mailing address is 4261 Spring Park Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. And we use Denise Lewis as your emergency contact. That's your cousin. Phone number 904-650-9654.
That's right.
Gotcha. So before we wrap things up here, Shaniqua, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. While the attorneys are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to you a lot to finalize your claim. And I'll be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes through QA, our quality assurance, to transfer you to them directly to introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions that we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to ensure that everything is accurate for your case, and they may need to verify some more information with you as well. So just try to be prepared for that. They may also need you to sign some additional forms like a medical record release so they can collect any records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them come through, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure that you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours or from me directly, I would highly recommend you either give them a call or you can give me a call directly. I'll be giving you both the law firm and my phone number. Okay. But can you confirm that you'll be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes.
Gotcha. Do you have any questions before I submit your information?
No.
Gotcha. You're going to be getting a text message and an email from me here in about 20 to 30 seconds. And it'll say Travis Conroy from Mass Tort Strategies has sent you some documents to review and sign. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
I am.
Gotcha. They're going to come via DocuSign. There's just a couple pages that are going to require your signature and initials.
Okay. I see.
This says it's a retainer agreement.
I'm sorry, one more time.
It says it's a retainer agreement.
Yeah. That's so the attorneys can get started working for you.
Okay.
And the attorneys that you'll be working with for this specific lawsuit will be Slater and Slater Shulman, LLP. It also, their heading is on that document there.
Okay.
It's going to ask you as well, there's going to be a page on there that's going to ask you to upload your government ID or a driver's license as well.
Sorry, let me do that then. I'm looking for my license.
I'm sorry, one more time.
I'm looking for my license.
Oh yeah, take your time, no problem.
Okay. Okay.
And then after you're done uploading the photo of your ID, it should ask to finish the documents there.
Okay. It says you're done signing.
Perfect. Bear with me one second. Let me double check. Awesome. Perfect. Everything looks good to me here. Let me give you the phone number for the law firm.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
So their phone number is going to be 802 664 4200.
Okay.
I want to give you my direct number as well. We're just the intake center here. We ask you a few questions and get your information sent over to our attorney partners. But if you have any questions, any concerns, you can absolutely try reaching out to me. I can act as your liaison between myself and the attorneys there.
What would you say your name was again?
Yeah, my name is Travis. That's T-R-A-V-I-S.
Thank you.
And last name is Conroy. That's C-O-N-R-O-Y.
Okay.
And my phone number, my direct number is 949-209-5754. We're located here in Southern California, so I think you're 3 hours ahead of us. Our hours of operation for you are going to be 11 a.m. through 8 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Gotcha. So don't hesitate to reach out to me if you have any questions or concerns at all. You should be hearing back from myself or the attorneys directly in the next 24 to 48 business hours once you're...
Okay.
Once your intake goes through our quality assurance and they make sure everything is good to go. But do you have any other final questions or concerns for me at all today?
No, thank you so much.
Absolutely. And again, I'm really sorry to hear about everything that you've went through. I hope you're able to get the treatment that you deserve. Just know it's not your fault. It's really not.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, Shaniqua. I wish you best of luck and hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, Travis. Thank you. Bye.